to sign up for the military.
Americans are basically Spartans.
That's what I'm saying. That's
we're all jack dudes with abs.
But we're fat. We're all fat. We're fat Spartans. Fat Spartans. Yeah, America's fat Spartans.
Fat Spartans just at home watching.
Because there's no reason, dude. We have so much fucking money. Like
people run across like foam. Like American Ninja Warrior, just fat dude sitting there like, oof. Just we are. Pretty much. America is fat Sparta.
It's fat Sparta, dude. That's
boy love. No, that's great. That's the Athenians. That's the Athenians.
Greece. Dude. I got into
boy love.
Well, I started thinking of a game called Greek Twister the other day. Where it's like, so you say we were playing Greek Twister. I was thinking about how supple after my parents call me fat, I was like trying to combat in my head in the shower, like I'm more supple, dude. I'm more fucking, yeah. I'm more just like, you know, my body flows, dude.
For sure.
It is very Greek. It's like a Greek statue. It's not like ripped really. You can tell there's muscle underneath, but there's small dick.
Tiny dick. Tiny ass dick.
Tiny dick. Like not a totally well-defined six pack and not like huge pecs, but like, you know, it's definitely you tell the guy strong as fuck from the statue.
You ooze intelligence.
Fat ass.
You ooze intelligence.
Exactly, dude.
You can't be like yoked and people see you and be like, oh, that guy's smart.
Although that would be
sick. You gotta be slightly soft.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm so smart.
I have some IQ fat on me.
Yeah.
I have IQ fat on my body. But yeah, I don't even remember the fuck I was talking about. Oh, Greek Twister. So I started thinking about like just a good thing for people to play.
Yeah.
So it's just two dudes get naked and compare the strength, kind of like you and Phil arm wrestled the other day.
Oh yeah, we didn't even talk about
that. Yeah, I forgot about you guys. Yeah. You get totally naked and then like, so you and I would be naked, like you put it in like a bed or in the grass and then we're like, all right, let's see whose wrist is stronger than whose wrist. And it's like, you do wrist power, and then it's like, all right, let's do wrists while we do ankles. It's Greek Twister, and then you have to constantly combat different body parts to see who can overpower whose.
What? How do you get to dong?
Dude, these are, dude, I mean.
You thought of dong, obviously.
No, I didn't. I didn't.
You didn't think of one?
No, this is just a classic contest of strength, dude. In the spirit of old school bodybuilding, which obviously you're going to be naked for this.
And Greco-Roman.
This was an idea.
Wrestling, which was naked.
For sure. 100% had to be naked. Yeah. This, so I get ideas before I fall asleep. And this was one that I was like, Greek Twister. Hilarious.
Why Twister?
Cause you'd spin the dial and it'd be like hand, feet. And you have to just like, instead of like touching the square, you'd see whose hand or feet is stronger than the other person. So you have to you don't have to be naked for this, honestly. You just.
I know, but in the spirit of. The spirit Olympics. Of Greco. In the spirit of the Olympics, you should be naked.
You should be
Phil,
at least.
Phil fucking proved his
dominated.
Worth
he
me.
Dominated.
Yeah, there was some leftover chicken. Phil was eating some leftover chicken. I came up to a bit of a vulture.
Phil's you went up behind him.
If Phil's eating something, I always act like I'm going to grab it, and he. It's too fun.
Does he box you out?
Yes. He immediately says, what the fuck are you doing? Like, if you reach for his food, he's like, get the fuck out of here. It's so fun. Or if he has a knife or fork, he'll swing it. He'll go for you, which is very fun.
Does he no look? A lot of old men will be like, get out of here.
It's like in the movie when like the cool badass is playing poker and sticks a knife through someone's hand. You know what I mean? When they're trying to cheat the table, he's like, put the coins. That's what my dad does to mashed potatoes. He sees my hand reach for his tates. But he.
Are you constantly trying to scoundrel his food?
I constantly fuck with his food, yes.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no, it's just funny. He thinks it's funny, too.
Of course.
I wouldn't do it if it hurt him. But he. When I went for
his chicken.
It's a sick
form of elder abuse, just like prison fucking bullying. Just like, that's my fucking potatoes.
Yeah, it's hilarious. I come home, rub his head when he's sitting on the recliner. I always, and he's good to the fucking wall. Like, he'll be sitting on it. You can always see the tip of his head on the chair. So I'll shake his head. I'm like, what the fuck? Steal the remote, hand it to him. Act like I'm going to hand it to him, pull it away. Fuck. Give me the fucking remote. It's nonstop. It's nonstop now that I think about it. You must be so happy when I leave.
Oh my God.
So finally, just to fucking relax.
He's got to love it, man.
He does. He does. He's happy.
He's so
fucking with him with the remote. And I'm like, I'll stop doing it if you don't laugh. And he's always like,
He can't laugh. Dude, I'm telling
you.
So
fun.
You saw my baby, dude. I think babies are a trick to getting you into loving people. Because when you have them as a baby, you're like, God, I fucking love this person.
Yeah.
If like you just emerged at 34 in your dad's world, he'd be like, get the fuck out of here, dude.
True.
Just came out like, give me some potatoes. You'd be like, dude, no, they're mine. They're mine.
Yeah.
But yeah,
he saw me when I was a sweet boy.
Dude.
Smiling, laughing.
He loves it.
Looking up to him. Now I rub his head.
He loves it.
Yeah. But so there was some leftover chicken. I went for it. Phil immediately boxed me out. I cried against it. I rallied. I said, this is bullshit. Those are my leftovers. They weren't at all.
You called them?
But I said I called them. Which, you know, it was an unwritten, he wasn't there for it, but he does honor the called it code.
True.
So if somebody called it and you weren't there for the call, you still respect, you hear out the claim.
So he threw down the gauntlet.
So then he fucking put his elbow on the island in the kitchen.
God, that's so fucking alpha,
just
dude.
Just instantly was just like, and I was like, oh, fuck. My sister was in the living room. She was like, wait,
Sosa or McGuire?
Sosa was in there. Slammin' Sarah was in there. Slammin' Sarah is recovering from some surgery, so she's had a lot of couch time. She's in the early lead.
She's charging up farts in the couch.
Well, it's the summer of home runs.
Yeah.
It's the summer of my sister's knocking them out of the park. And I'm keeping track. I pretend there's a count. Yeah, which is even more funny because they're like, when are you talking? They get like upset. Like, what are you talking about?
Have you heard
about
a single fart?
They have not farted once. But, you know, you got to lie about it. So Phil threw the gauntlet down. Sosa was hyped immediately.
Oh,
immediately. He's like, you have to do it or you're a pussy. He's slamming Sarah. Sosa was claiming it. Dude, watching Fart McGuire, there was just a 30 for 30 on Fart McGuire and Sarah Sosa, and it's so fucking funny. Sarah's more the outgoing personality one. Fart McGuire is all business. Fart McGuire is fucking jacked. It's so funny. Sarah Sosa is more of a showman.
Oh my God.
It's so funny to call your sisters that.
Especially when they finally fart in front. How often do your sisters
never
fart in front of you?
Like, made an effort to not.
Yeah, my
which
sisters
is crazy,
never fart.
I do nothing but fart in front of them.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Our dinner table is like we fart. If I go to family dinner, it's a fart.
In fact, Sosa was watching me literally record farts and send them to my friends in the group chat. And this bad boy broke out.
Oh, you got it going? You said that one to the group chat?
I said that to the group
chat. Did that win?
I timed it. It was about a 7-second fart.
And with a little bump, punctuate. You got an exclamation point on the end of that.
That was chipping it onto the green and sent it. A lot of people would have picked that up and not sent that, but I'd play, you know.
That was good.
Yeah, pardon me. Don't do that. And but yeah, Phil laid down the gauntlet. I will say I was laughing the entire time, so that doesn't really count as a win, but yeah, he won.
Phil wasn't laughing. He wasn't laughing at all.
And it was one of those where, like, in 1 second, I knew I lost.
He probably lost, like, a millimeter off his teeth on that one.
Right. True. You're a fucking cocksucker. If he would have lost, it would have been over. If he would have lost arm wrestling, I would have, that would have been his death.
Yeah, as
I would have reminded him every day. I'd be like, you're dying. He's got a little life in the. Yeah. He's got a little life. He's hopping around.
I beat my freshman gym teacher in sumo wrestling, and I never let him forget it, dude.
Yeah,
it almost felt bad after all. He had a claw. He had like one of those fucking hands that were
mangled up.
Like my pop up had like where he blew up in a furnace or something. Where like he was fixing something. He had one of these permanent things. And all he liked to show us how good he was at wrestling, and I threw him out of the fucking circle. Made fun of him for
freshman
every day.
Yeah, in eighth grade. No.
That's kind of all we had.
Could have been eighth grade. It was. I think my junior year in high school, I beat Phil in wrestling.
Did you?
Yeah. I called Jonan I yelled for my mom. I'd be like, you have to witness this. Because he'll lie.
Because you were fucking.
I had him pinned.
Did you?
And he couldn't get up. Long enough for me to call for my mom to come upstairs. But anyway.
He created a monster.
He created, yeah.
That happened with Billy. We created a monster. Now Billy is just like, I'll try to wrestle him. And it's scary, dude.
Oh, yeah. You didn't even tell your wrestling story.
Fuck, man. It was embarrassing.
What happened?
Sunday, fucking showed my fucking ass, dude.
Sunday was, dude.
First of all, I've been using.
This is literally the ass showing Olympics, dude. You participated in several events. Oh,
first of all, I've been working on Shred now. I now have Mock Bragging 13 workouts on Shred, the app.
Sick.
So I'm working on Shred. I did 13 workouts. People are probably going to be stoked on my body. Go home, shirt off, revealed. The whole family, my in-laws were there. Everyone's there swimming in the pool. My dad's like, you got a little pouch on you. Immediately, my dad calls me fat, and I'm like, thought I was jacked. Now I'm fat. This fucking
you just
sucks.
Have to get fat enough where people don't bring it up to you because it actually is hurtful.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's where I'm at. I take my shirt off. People are like, they don't say anything, you know? They're not going to fucking call me out.
Yeah, my mom said something. So then, like, and again, I hadn't eaten all day because I did the Church of Dog.
Also, you have to be the meanest possible. Like, if you are slighted in any way, you respond with the harshest thing you can.
True.
So people, somebody's like, oh, man, you're fat. I'm like, yeah, well, your parents are dead. You know what I mean? You gotta, the harshest comeback.
Wrap your heart in barbed wire.
You can't let them in.
Yeah.
You can't let them make fun of your love handles. You have to bring up their,
for
like,
sure.
siblings.
You said I had bitch hips before too, for the record.
Yeah, well, the hips got me, dude. I passed that on to you. Bitch hips. Bitch hips is the meanest thing you can call another man. I told you this before. I remember when it was Fart McGuire, dude, and Slammin' Sarah. They got me
with bitch hips.
They were on the couch. I was laying on the floor in front of the TV. And I was laying on my side. Like a swimsuit model. My bitch hips.
You're like a male bikini model.
Yes, and my bitch hips were very pronounced, I guess.
Oh.
And Slammin' Sarah and Fart McGuire just had a field day on me. It was just, they were just taking turns. But bitch hips, yeah.
I mean, dude, the psychological warfare endured from two older sisters is, can't imagine it, dude. Because it's like, I just got beat up by my older brothers, and that was the end of it. They were like, you fucking gay. And I was like, I don't think I'm gay. Yeah. But all right, guys, I appreciate if you didn't say that.
I got called gay throughout.
Yeah, but girls are like really good at tearing.
And
you
they
up.
Were, yeah, and they were. They knew what was tearing men apart that were 6 or 7 years older than me, because that's how old they were.
Jesus, man!
So I was getting hit with like, you know, advanced weaponry. What do like college dudes hate getting called while I was in like fifth grade? Like, wait, what? Yeah.
What'd they give you?
I mean, bitch hips was a rough one.
Yeah, it's thunder thighs.
Thunder thighs is so funny.
Thunder
thighs and bitch hips.
This should be called Thunder Thighs and Bitch Hips Secret Podcast.
God, I'm trying to think where they got me on. They would expose me, like if they knew, like I thought I was getting away with jerking off in the shower, and they're like, "You're disgusting. Everybody knows what you're doing." Just the shame of like,
fuck. That sucks, because all my older brothers were also jerking off, so this was kind of like a skull and bone situation,
which is really disgusting to think about. Sosa and Fart getting after it, but you know
that's why you're counting their farts now. They were counting your beats, dude. You're at a perfect 500 for the spring.
I had a hell of a summer that year. I destroyed Maris's old record.
I still to this day, every now and again, like we're talking about you jerking off, and I have to confront the reality. This is America does not want to confront the reality of our dads jerking off like once every month, I guess.
I
2 months, dude, our dad's 60, still cranking.
I had to confront that at the laser tag.
True.
When I saw Phil's cum jeans.
When he had the cum jeans.
And I was like, wait, dads can't cum. I said, this must be old jeans. Nope.
Yeah, man. Every now and again, for every listener, you know, you just saw your dad. Maybe you haven't seen him in a while. You went home and saw him. They're starting to get a little old. Still jerking off.
They're still J.O.
Have to.
Maybe
even once a year. Imagine that, J.O.
It's good, yeah.
Because I've been, God bless me for now, I've been off the porn, which is just, you know, it's personal choice. No, you know, I'm not judging anybody.
You'll fall.
Well, that's the thing. I'm going to start doing
it. I'm going to tweet when you fall.
I'll let you know. Sure that. We just get better every time.
Yes, I won.
Elbow was on the table.
No, elbow was up.
Elbow was up. Let's create twister. Wrist not great.
I won, dude. You got to beat Lemaire in order for me to give you
true.
A rematch.
True. Well, that was error. That was
a win. Big win.
That was error. Dude, I was big just, win. I was kidding. I was laughing the whole time, dude.
I was laughing the whole time. Watch the tape. I was laughing. No, Phil guaranteed would have beat me.
Yeah.
It's a tough one.
True.
It's a tough one to concede, losing an arm wrestling to like a 65-year-old man.
Yeah. Well, you can't beat him, man. You gotta let him have that.
Soft pussy, I am.
You gotta let him have that, dude.
All
right. What's the alternative? Like train and just dominate your dad?
That's what you have to do to become great.
True that.
I was back in Mechanicsburg. I had my full white guy hat on. I was watching TV just like, why is the white guy always dumb in every commercial? God damn it.
Oh, fuck. But, that's good. You went home and recharged.
Recharged. I went to bed. The first night was very funny. I fell asleep on the couch. I was watching XFL. Phil was drunk. He was sitting on the recliner. And I just fell asleep. And I woke up to him talking shit.
What?
Like, I was sleeping, and I woke up to him like, you're going to have to change your career. just sitting on the couch, just chirping at
he's
me.
He's an hour deep into whatever he's been talking about. Yeah. Even subliminally.
For real, he was just talking shit to me while I was sleeping.
Oh, fuck.
And then I woke up to him talking shit. I fell asleep to him talking shit, and in the morning at like 7:30 in the morning, he was like, time to wake up. Just started walking with me.
You might start recording when you sleep just to see if he comes.
So fucking funny.
Dude, it was like, what was that movie? Paranormal Activity?
Oh, wait.
Where like you're sleeping, you watch a tape, and he's just like, pussy.
Just rips the covers off me.
It's just him.
Drags you off the couch.
Dude, that's exactly what it is.
Just him walking to the fridge, drinking out of it.
Just looking in the fridge for like 2 hours.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, he was, to wake up to him talking shit. I woke up and I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Like,
what's so doing? Funny?
He thought I was awake, so he was just shit talking.
It's just so funny. It's nice to know there's someone out in the world who just has full dominion over fucking with you. Who just like won't even think about it before just giving you a bunch of shit. It's like so fucking funny.
Yeah, I was laying on the couch and I woke up to him going with that tone, that fucking... You're going to have to change careers.
Why are you saying that?
I don't know. I woke up in the middle. Yeah.
He probably wishes you were playing the XFL.
True. He probably was watching it. He's like, that should be my boy out there, these kids.
So XFL isn't the Vince McMahon thing anymore.
I think it is.
What?
He's probably attached to it somewhere.
Yeah.
So it's back.
Yeah.
So there's another viable option now for college athletes.
Yes.
I would love to see the research that they did to feel like this is plausible again. Like, how is this gambling, not gonna tank?
All that DraftKings and online gambling, this is more shit to gamble on.
That's what it is?
Yeah, dude. Mm. For sure.
Gambling on XFL?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Huh. It's so fixable, too.
Yeah.
I just had to watch the Mexican Open yesterday because my dad had money on that. He was like, put the golf on. I'm not watching this.
The Mexican Open? Are there actual pros playing in that?
Yeah, it wasn't Mexican. It was,
Oh, I thought it was just caddies.
Mexican golf. It was all caddies. Oh, Chris.
Classic. Chris racist said racist lived. Things.
Wow. Racist lived. But, the trip home was good.
It's
went to
a boost to the local economy.
Fucking went to... So Phil coaches girls high school basketball.
As he should.
Which, that's what I make fun of him for. When he's talking shit on me, I'm like, Dad, only pedophiles and gay dudes coach girls basketball. Which one are you? He's like, okay, Shane. Okay. Yeah. I was like, maybe you're both. Maybe you're a gay pedophile.
How's he react to that?
He doesn't like it. He gets upset. That's the one thing I can get him on.
Did he win?
No, so funny, dude. His team's good. Like they're like always.
You went and watched this.
I went to the game.
What a nightmare, dude.
Oh no!
How close to him were you?
First off, these games are like 10 minutes long.
Yeah,
they're so quick, dude.
Really?
Yeah, it's like 5 minute quarters, running clock. Like, it's like no one gives a shit.
Isn't women's basketball like? Well, go ahead. Sorry.
It's high school.
Oh, okay.
I got there. The score was like 16-16 at half. And I was like, oh, shit.
Just give them an end zone. Forget the hoop. Just like if you can dribble down to the other person's end zone.
It's
7 points.
It's tough, dude. Dribbling up the court is tough. And they fall. They all fall so easily, dude. Everyone just falling on the court the whole time. But it became like hack-a-shack at the end because none of them could make free throws. So they just started fouling each other.
It was
a war of attrition at the end of that.
Were you cheering at all? Who were you rooting
for? No, I wasn't cheering, but I was laughing a lot because it was was funny to watch like this gym full of people that were like, "That's a fucking foul!" Like going nuts
over these kids. Out?
Yeah, Cumberland Valley is like a good team. Like they won this; they were like ranked nationally, like number one for a while. Like it's like a
holy shit. That's so. That's
they're like a
wild.
Good program, but it's funny to go there and see what. Like, I would always like. I mean, laying on the couch while Phil's talking shit, be like, I would drop 60 points easy against those. Your team sucks. I could walk out today and be the best player, and he's like, yeah. He knows. I forget the name of the girl. He always says he's like, she would swatch your shit. She would dominate you. I went to the game. After the game, we were sitting at a bar, me and Phil, and I was like, I would fucking kill them. And he was like, yeah, you would. He banked on me never seeing it.
Oh,
once I
God.
Saw it, I was like, I would destroy these
Did
people.
He try to stop you from coming? Was he like,
Yeah, he held back. But my mom's the one who like makes me go.
Oh, what's awesome. The final score?
This one went into overtime. It was a thrilling game. I think it was like 40.
Whoa.
They hit a buzzer beater.
Really?
Yeah, the other team hit a buzzer beater and ran out on the court.
Was it just them all below the hoop just throwing it up?
So
or
funny,
what?
Dude. No, No, there was a lot of that.
Yeah.
It was like...
people getting 70 rebounds. Like, I got, 70 rebounds, 9 points.
Yeah, it was like the Sixers game.
It is funny, like, watching women's bet. Like, anytime they shoot from, like, beyond the arc, the way they have to, like, load up.
Yeah.
You got to touch the ground.
Like
you got to touch the ball
body,
to the ground and come
yeah,
up.
Yeah. A lot of jumping during free throws. Jump shots from the foul line, which is pretty funny to
Isn't
see.
Is that illegal?
No.
You just can't cross the line.
Yeah, right? You can shoot that way.
How many dunks?
No dunks.
What?
There were no dunks.
Dude, you stop.
It was tough for me not to revert back to my old ways, though, and hit the concession stand. Be like, Mom, can I get 50 cents? It was hard.
That was my next question.
Gonna get some fun dip.
What was that hitting for? What was the concession stand all about?
Dude, the price to get in the game was $4. Concession, damn. You're sitting at 50 cents for M&Ms, bro. It's a good deal. But yeah, the buzzer beater at the end was great.
That's
I was
awesome.
Very excited to throw it in Phil's face. I'm like, Central York came in here and beat your ass.
They wore you down.
Yeah. I was like, they wanted it more. They just wanted it more. He's like, our kids wanted it too. Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Oh my God, that's so fucking awesome. Getting Phil fired up about his basketball team must be the funniest thing to argue about.
Yeah, getting him going about it. I'm like, why don't you coach guys, you fucking weirdo? What is this? I keep making fun of him for being a weirdo.
He's pervert. Like, Shane, come on. Come on, a pervert.
Yeah.
So did he play? Was he a big basketball guy? Did he play?
He played basketball, yeah. Until his senior year. Well, he played in high school, and then in college, he just played football.
Oh, fuck. You got to start going to, like, telling him he goes to, like, the adult section at, like, bookstores. He goes to, like, magazines.
He's pervert. Call him a pervert. Calling your dad a pervert is so funny, dude.
I couldn't, dude.
Yeah, it's a fight.
He'd be like, no, seriously, what the fuck's that about?
Yeah.
Even not like
that. Yeah.
Weirdos and perverts are pretty synonymous.
Yeah, but your dads aren't talking you shit to sleep.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's not giving you a lullaby of just talking shit.
He'll talk shit, but, like, if I ever hit him with, like, pervert or sexual shit, he's like, whoa, cool.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
No, that's Phil's line for sure. He's like, what are you doing? Come on.
Whoa.
Stop. Okay, Shane. That's about it. Okay. All right. Enough. Enough. But yeah, then I go home. The house is the group's falling apart.
Really?
Yeah, Phil had that cancer too. He got a chunk out of his nose. So yep. He's walking around with like a mangled face. He's turning into the Outsider.
Phantom of the Opera. Yeah.
He looks like the Outsider.
He sets his hood up. Oh, no.
Yeah, he's got that. My other sister, you know, sister's got cancer. Dude. And it's like, it sucks to see like the chemo where like you lose all your fucking hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like her eyebrows are gone and her head. It's like, Jesus.
Eyelashes probably too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was sitting on the fucking recliner and my mom walked in and was like, Phil? Because she saw the top of the head. Saw the bald head.
Yeah, that's disconcerting, man. When you see someone who just full, it all comes
out. Takes
it
out of you.
Yeah.
Like just looking at them is like, oh.
Yeah.
Then you get used to it right away. But like the first, because I always forget and then I'll come home and see her and be like, shit. That's a rough one.
Yeah, it's like when you see your parents starting to get old, and you're like, they like hit you with a quick geezer face, and you're like,
My dad's definitely going geezer.
Yeah, you can
my
tell.
My mom's been geezer, but my dad, like, he'll fuck up drive. We talked about it that one time. My dad like, just slammed on the brakes, and almost crashed for no reason. I was like, what the fuck was that?
He
got like scared. I could see like the geezer in him get like, oh.
Yeah,
he's entering his third season of True Detective.
Yeah, he's geezer, dude.
My dad had that moment. Yeah, he was like back and out of our driveway and was just like was struggling with it and he goes my depth perception is shot. It's like, oh, fuck
man.